Hi, I'm Helen Gale. I work, I'm an ex-academic, and so one of my sort of trades against students was, can you answer the question, please? You know, the question said, what forms of poverty?
I feel slightly distressed.
Absolutely. But the question said, and if you can't answer the question, argue with the question, you know. So what different forms does poverty take where you work? I don't work, I volunteer. And I would suggest one of our poverties is about the poverty of volunteering and our lack of understanding of the concept of volunteering. Stephanie was with us for quite a long time, and she and I had these conversations. I've got a list of volunteers of over 100 that a lot of churches would give their eye teeth for, but we worked in a church, and it's actually that concept of why do people volunteer, who volunteers, and how do you manage volunteers? And that's something the church has not really come to grips with. So, in terms of no particular order, and sorry if I'm going to sort of cut across something of what Heather must say, food poverty, obviously. A food bank feeding 200 people a week, a coffee bar that's open for paying customers but gives out food when people need it, and a food ministry where the profit that is from the coffee bar and other events goes back into paying out for events which can't be funded in any other way. Food poverty. Financial poverty. Desperate financial poverty. And we were talking in our group about how that actually underpins most of the people we see. So benefits advisors, debt advisors in the church, Severn Trent comes in and advises, NPower comes in and works in Fuel Bank, and we have legal advisors, the lawyers around the corner are actually in the church as well. Family poverty, emotional poverty. We run Bumps and Babies. Very lovely, lovely. You see, you know immediately what that means. You know, Bumps and Babies, Saplings, Messy Church, Light Festival instead of Halloween, we had a Light Festival. Holiday Club during the summer, Day Centre for the Elderly. So family and emotional poverty. Friendship, which comes within that. Loneliness, lack of identity, lack of self-worth. A coffee bar, a place to be 7 days a week. Although there's probably an apocryphal story. We have a bus stop right outside the church. And the overheard conversation allegedly was, it's a really great place there. You can go in there, get your dinner every day, coffee bar in there. Oh, you don't want to go in on Sundays. Nothing much happens then. Tuesday fellowships, weekday services, there's a communion which takes place, there's a non-liturgical service. Housing poverty. The people who come in often have desperate housing problems. They've been moved from pillar to post with kids. And then we need to think about our church, repurposing the church. And again, Chris has been a minister at the church, so he knows what we're talking about. We own quite a bit of the land out the front, so repurposing what it looks like in the front. However, the Victorian Church Society have just told us that it doesn't look church enough, what we've planned. So we're going to have to start again. However, there are a couple of other poverties that I'd like us to take on. Poverty of imagination. Ran a holiday club throughout the summer, had a phone call offering me another £1,500. And I go, well, actually, I've costed all this and we've got the money. No, I probably don't need that. Put the phone down. And immediately thought, you see, I just put the phone down on £1,500. That's absolutely stupid. Pick the phone up again. I can do that. Hand the money to a church organisation who have just handed it back to me and said, we don't think we can use it. Now, to all credit, they said, we think the food bank can use it better. But actually, poverty of imagination for churches, you know, let your imagination run riot. We've now got that £1,000 that they gave back to me. We've now sort of about a knife crime project, that post-school point at which we can actually bring kids into that area. And some poverty of management skills. In my father's day, a church was run by the minister, and if you were lucky, you had a secretary, you know, maybe two afternoons a week, to take letters from dictation. In my day, it was probably a ministerial team, because we didn't have enough ministers to go round, and if you were lucky, a church administrator for half the week. In the future, we need completely different management skills. Ministers may not have the appropriate skills. We need to look at that poverty of management skills for our organisations. End of story.